Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 11, verses 3 through 12. The testimony is empowered. Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy, and they have power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them, and their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Now after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them, and they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here," and they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. These two witnesses were granted special power and authority to preach by God. Let the text speak for itself. How long did they witness? 1,260 days. That's 3.5 years. Was it during the first or second half of the tribulation? Well, it doesn't say. Look at verse 7. It says, when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. Stopped by the beast from the pit seems to place them in the first half and witnessing with the 144,000. Clothed in sackcloth is an indication of burden for Israel's sin and the world in general. What were these two witnesses like? Well, look at verse 4. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Two olive trees, that anointed ones. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 3, verse 14. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other is at its left. And so he said, these are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth. Two lampstands, well, they're light bearers of the truth of God. What a spectacular ministry they have. Look at verses 4 through 6. Or verses 5 and 6. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy, and they have power over waters to turn them to blood. And they strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Look at this. Power. The power that they have. Power to kill enemies with fire, which the false prophet counterfeited in chapter 13 and verse 13. Like Elijah up on Mount Carmel. Chapter 13, verse 13, the false prophet. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Power to stop rain from falling, like Elijah. Power to turn water into blood, like Moses in Egypt. power to bring plagues on earth, like Moses. The question of the ages has been, who are they? Many believe they're Elijah and Enoch because they never died. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, and as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment. But others believe that it's Elijah and Moses because of their appearance at the Transfiguration and their association with fire and water. These two witnesses will be killed by the beast. When? Well, the first part of verse 7 says when they finish their testimony. Until then, they are indestructible. And that's an important principle for believers to understand, that until our ministry is finished, until God is done with us, we are indestructible. Of course, when He's done with us, there's nothing we can do to stay here. That's an important principle for us as we seek to minister for the Lord fearlessly, with boldness. Verses 8 through 10 have also been debated over the centuries. The two witnesses' bodies were on public display, and their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their bodies 3.5 days and will not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. They were denied a proper same-day Jewish burial, which reflects the hardened spiritual condition of the people. Dishonor an enemy by showing contempt. And then the people declared a holiday, and they gave each other gifts. Their special tormentors were dead. It's party time. Nations will see. Verse 9. Was long a focus also of Bible critics. And then along came satellite television. No more argument. Just another example of the world finally catching up to God's Word. Now comes my personal favorite part of the narrative. They were raised to life and called to heaven. Verses 11 and 12. Now after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and fear fell on those who saw them, and they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. Do you know the expression, in your face? I would say it applies here. I mean, just imagine the scene. Two bodies lying in the street for 3 days. News media arrived from all over the world for the event. And this is our continuing coverage of the situation in the holy city of Jerusalem. The two dead bodies of the religious fanatics remain in the street for now the third day. It's an incredible scene. Wild parties are being held all over the city. The mayor has declared a national holiday, and even gifts are exchanged in celebration. Then, just when everyone is standing around looking, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet. They were resurrected from the dead. A voice sounds from heaven, from the sky, and the two witnesses ascend to heaven in plain view of the whole earth. Everyone is watching. And God honored them. Amen. You have a great day.